morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, just tootling to work.
What's your name, if you don't mind me asking? My name is Brian.
Yeah, this is Mike. I'm out of Table Rock, just there in Pickens County.
Well, be careful going to work. It's a little rainy out here today, which it has been for the last three or four, it seems like.
Here, we've got plenty of rain. You heading to work or coming home? What you got going on?
I'm a truck driver. I come through here every morning. Running a little bit late this morning. I had a blowout yesterday, so I come through here about every morning.
Sounds good. Where are you headed?
Headed to Mount Jackson, Virginia.
Got a ways to go.
And my wife, we run teams, so I'll drive about another hour or so, and then I'll let her have it, and I'll get to go to bed for a little while.
I guarantee you that works out better than driving by yourself.
Especially it being my wife, it's really nice. Get to spend a lot of time together, and raised her kids, and she decided to go get her CDLs and come out here, and maybe we can retire pretty early.
Sounds like a plan.
Me asking, where do you work?
He called ATEC Services. It's a truck and trailer repair shop on the south side of Greenville.
They come out and repaired me last week. I was down there in the road construction. I can't remember it. Weston Truck Plaza or water truck stop with a blow tire.
I don't handle the after-hours road service, I've got several other guys that do that. One of those guys on vacation, and it switched over to another individual, but I don't really get a chance to keep up with who always service on the road.
Yeah, we've blown two tires in less than a week, so I'm hoping to shed some bad luck for a while.
I guarantee you that. You running recap?
I don't know why they want to put recaps on. Well, I do know why. Because they're a lot cheaper than buying brand new tires. But I wish, especially on the sleeper trucks, that they would just buy new tires and put on them.
Containers, a regular dry box, or what kind of trailer are you pulling?
Cups.
Okay.
Brand new tires or recaps on our truck. They're probably less than 3 weeks old. Blowed one yesterday, and then it caused it to pull one of the airlines out of the tank on the first trailer in the process of it coming apart. So, we had a little bit of an ordeal yesterday.
It only happens when you got to be somewhere and you're in a hurry.
That's true. Now, are you a member of the Blue Ridge Radio Club, or I think that might be the name of it. I may have butchered it. If I did, I'm sorry. But anyway, are you a member of it?
No, I'm not. And I didn't join because of my work schedule. You know, I'm up this early. I get up at 3:45 in the morning, and I don't get home until 6:30. And I couldn't make a meeting. I have to save my life. I couldn't make a meeting. So I did go a couple times to the meetings, and my work schedule is a killer during the week.
Anyway, I would like to join a couple of the amateur radio clubs in my area, and hopefully eventually I will, but I'll never be able to participate because the way I work, I'm always gone when they're having their meetings. I'm always gone when they're having their net. So, but I still want to support them.
calling whom?
Johnson City, Tennessee.
I've got some friends that live in Kingsport, and we were just up there a week ago. Yeah, I go up 26 through there about three times a year.
My terminal is actually over in Kingsport. I go to Kingsport to get in the truck. Spoiled sometimes, isn't it?
It sure is. There's no doubt.
Is your friend in Kingsport, or are they amateur radio operators?
He is big time in it. He's an older gentleman. I can't remember right off the top of my head his call sign, but they have their license. They've got them in their vehicles, but they're not. They're normally not on the radio. They don't use it much.
The gentleman you're talking about, it wouldn't be WA4LBN, Mr. Carroll, would it?
Wow. I do not know. I'm trying to think, I don't know. I don't know for sure. I've only met him once, but, my buddy talks pretty good about him as far as, well, anything. I mean, he's a good neighbor, but about him being on the ham radio all the time.
Is very distinctive because he has polio, so if you've seen him, he's probably in a electric chair, you know, and stuff. Do you know if that might be him?
No, that is not him. This guy, he's an older gentleman, but he gets around fairly decent.
Carol, he's a very active ham, and he also lives in Kingsport, and he does DMR, two meter, CW. He's big into amateur radio. So I thought maybe there was a small chance we were talking about the same person.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know that I've ever met him.
The next time you happen to go up there, I can't remember the frequency, but there's a repeater over in Greenville, Tennessee that he monitors a lot. I won't say like 145, 160, 150, but I'm not 100% sure. But if you have a repeater book or, you know, you can go online and look it up and stuff, give him a call because he's a great person to talk to.
Yeah, I've got repeater book on my phone, which goes off of my location. I shouldn't have trouble finding that one in Greenville.
Boy, FXC. Are you normally up on the weekends when you come to Kingsport to visit?
Yep. Leave on a Friday and come back on a Sunday.
Days I'll be fortunate enough to run into you. I usually get home on Saturday evening and leave back out Monday afternoon. So, I'm there Sunday. That's really about the only day.
Sunday afternoon or something. That sounds good. I mean, I'm right there in the area.
Maybe I'll catch you on the radio or something. Do you do DMR or Fusion or D-Star, any of that?
Icon 500, which is a D-Star capable radio, but we don't have D-Star in our area.
Getting into DMR and the radio I have that I'm talking on, it'll do Fusion and stuff, but I'm really enjoying the DMR. I'll keep a hotspot with me and a little handy talking, and then that way I can talk to like Carol there in Kingsport and friends that I normally don't get to talk to unless I'm just passing through.
I'm not set up with you know, to do that. That's probably something I need to do.
Thinking, but I may not be correct on this, but I'm thinking you can also do the D-Star on the, like the Pi hotspot. I know you can do DMR and I know you can do Fusion. I'm just not 100% sure on the D-Star.
The D-Star tower down in Greenwood, and when I go to Lawrence, I can get on D-Star, but I've got my daughter and, or my youngest daughter and her family live down there in Lawrence, and I've been down there several times on D-Star, but yeah, there used to be a D-Star here in Greenville at one time. I don't know the story behind it, but it's no longer here.
I don't think I've ever owned an ICOM radio, so I don't know anything about the D-Star. I have a cousin, he's a president of the Watauga Amateur Radio Club over in Boone, North Carolina. And he does the D-Star and the Fusion, DMR, and everything in between.
Thunder is really nice. I bought one for my son-in-law, my oldest daughter's husband. He's into ham fairly decent. It's KK4POT. And so we both have the same radios. Once I got his, I said, man, I've got to get me one. It's a touch screen. It's got a bigger screen on it. I really like it. I use it every day, but I'm only using it on 2 meters. It's like having a Cadillac, but, you know, not actually running it out on the road, just letting it sit in the yard.
Do you do any HF? Do you have a, you know, HF rig?
Yeah, I do, but I'm rarely on it. I used to be on it, and I'm built, you know, my wife and I build a house, and we're trying to do some finishing touch-up stuff on it. We've got a little bit of stuff to do. I mean, basically, it is finished, but, you know, those little details that get put off, we're working on that. So I'm always got something going on, and, of course, we're moving into hunting season. That's always a distraction.
It is. We're taking the week of Thanksgiving off, and I usually go hunting during that week. And we bought a little old farm with a farmhouse that was built in 1905, and we've remodeled it. And we've put new wiring, new heating system, hardwood floor throughout, shoot rock, lights, everything. We just got a few more things to do, like trim, which will take a while because we'll be doing it, making it by hand. And then countertops and appliances and, you know, a few odds and ends and we'll be done with it.
Oh, good deal. That sounds neat. 1905, that would be pretty neat. My brother, my older brother, he's up in Newark, Delaware. He's got a farmhouse that's 200 years old. Rock walls about 18 inches thick, and it had slate shingles on the roof. Now, he since tore that off and sold most of the slate to people doing artwork, you know, painting pictures and stuff on it. But that is a very cool house. But anyhow, yeah, I like old Alvin.
4FXC. Yeah, this one, it has metal shingles, and I had never really paid that much attention to houses with metal shingles until I bought one, and I really like them. I would like to have it redone, but the cost of it, more than likely, I just put regular, you know, this new metal tin that they've got, rather than going back with the metal shingles, because I have a feeling it would get really expensive.
I did a metal roof and concrete siding, the hardy board stuff, because I live up on a ridge in a fairly wooded area, so just for fire purposes, I try to go with non-flammable stuff.
That's a pretty good idea, smart thinking on your part, and also, you know, when vinyl siding come out, I thought that was pretty good, but then after it's been out for a while and stuff, you see that it fades, and then it's bad to get, you know, moss on it or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, in the shady spots and things. Does the siding that you use, is it bad for that?
Get moss on it?
Yeah, you know how vinyl side, it'll get that, like, gunk on the south side where it don't get a lot of sun on it?
Well, anything would, I mean, anything will do that. We used a mold-resistant paint, and I have never had that trouble. We started building in 2015, and I've got some areas where it might be considered damp. I mean, it's really not damp, but the sun never hits it. And my well house, which is down on my driveway a little way, it's about 200 feet from the house, it definitely, if it was going to mold, would mold there. But that paint has really made a difference. I mean, I don't get any mold at all on that stuff.
Whoever had the house before we bought it, it had, you know, the wood siding on it, and they come back, put metal, like aluminum, and then painted it, siding, and it gets nothing on it, but then, like, it has a garage and a smokehouse behind it, and those have vinyl siding on it, and, of course, those, you know, you have to pressure wash them and things of that nature to keep that gunk off of them.
Spar is the paint that we use, and it has an anti-molding agent in it. So if you're going to do any painting, I definitely would highly recommend Valspar. Now, you have to ask them for the mold-resistant paint, but definitely. Well, listen, I am destinating, and I've got to get in and get started. And so, 73's to you. Good to meet you. I got your call sign. I'll try to look you up next time I'm up in the area. And maybe come by and visit with you. All right, 73's to you. Be careful out on the road. I hope your tire situation gets better and your breakdowns are few. Have a good one. This is KK4NXC. I'm going to be clear on your final.
Thank you, sir. I really enjoyed it. Driving at night, you don't get to talk to many hams. Most everybody's in bed. But I really enjoyed the conversation. I hope we can do it again. And be looking forward to seeing you one of these days. KK4FXC 73.